My name is Malik, 20 years old. I live in Queens, but I was born in the Bronx. My mom is from St. Croix, and my dad is from Jamaica. I only speak English, but like, I wish I could speak another language, because then I feel like that would give me some form of like individuality. Language has been affecting my life since I was in elementary school, because like, when I was in elementary school, I used to go to school in Brooklyn and the Bronx, and it was mostly like Hispanic kids or like African kids from like Kenya or Nigeria, and they'd always like have their little cliques, but like, and I wouldn't be able to have that because mostly like the black kids that didn't like weren't from any specific country, they were just from that like hood, but I was never from that hood, so I wouldn't like have anyone to like talk to. And I just always felt like envious of the kids that did have like that language, because some of them didn't even know each other. They just spoke the same language and they wouldn't even be talking during lunch. They just like, they did talk, they talked in their language. And it's like, damn, I like, it wasn't even friendship. It was just more like community. Mm-hmm. And like, I wanted that.
So you feel like not speaking another language has excluded something from your life? Like, do you feel like something's missing?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a sense of community is what's missing.
Do you ever feel isolated in the one language you speak? Like, do you feel limited?
I do feel limited, because it's like, even the language I do speak, it's not even just like regular English, because mm-hmm. even some people are like, oh, what does that mean when I say a certain word? And it's mm-hmm. like, it makes me feel stupid, because it's like, I don't know, since I only speak English, I always try to like speak the best English. So I read a lot of books to try and get like a lot of different words so that mm-hmm. I can like really speak my mind properly, and that people would like understand what I'm saying. Because it's like, if I spoke English and like in Spanish, right, then I would be able to like, I'd still have a lot of words, but just in different languages.
You'd be able to turn to another language when you can Spanish. Yeah,
but since I don't have that, I always feel like I have to like make up for it by using like bigger words or like different words. But even then, people are like, oh, what are you talking? Like, what are you trying to say? I'm like, so I'm learning this shit for nothing. Like, I'm bettering my English for no reason. Because then at the end of the day, people still don't understand you when you're, like, trying to speak a better version of the one thing you know. Like, even in the black community, it's like, people are like, oh, you're acting white. It's always just like, oh, if you're not speaking, like, slang, if you're not speaking, like black vernacular, then you're trying to act white. And it's like, that's not even it at all.
It's complicated, right?
It's very complicated, because it's like, it makes me feel like a faker when I switch from, like, speaking in school, like, all articulate, and then, like, I go home and then like I see someone I know, or I just like, or like a friend of mine or anyone that's like in that group of like black people in the ghetto, mm-hmm. and like I speak black vernacular English and I'm like, oh, what's going on, bro, what's up, like mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's like, am I a faker? Because then it's just like, who are you really to dive into this culture if you're just gonna jump out of it again?
I feel like it's okay to have different sides of you, mm-hmm. like it just depends on where you are and who you're talking to, I guess. Because I feel that sometimes too, like is it just being fake? But I feel like it's just like, they're all you at the end of the day.
I mean, it's true because it's like, even if you're just like speaking a different language in a different culture, like say you're someone that really loves the color green, even if you like speaking in Spanish, you're still gonna be someone that loves the color green.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't change, like they don't have to, I feel like it becomes like a thing like of clashing like cultures of who you really are, but in reality, it's you. Like, you're not one thing, you're a lot of things.
That's true.
Honestly, I haven't really met many people that only speak one language. I mean, like, I feel like growing up, like, you have a mindset where, like, that's, like, it's a good thing, knowing only one language. But, like, now what I see is, like, it's kind of lonely and isolating.
I do feel lonely in the language I speak, but, like, the people I'm around and the things I know about, it's, like, it makes me feel less lonely. Like, the thing about why I feel like speaking an entirely different language is better than speaking a different dialect is because then anybody can adopt that dialect mm-hmm. and then say it's theirs. Because in, like, Jamaica, you have, like, white people from England coming down to Jamaica, growing their hair out, matting their hair, saying, oh, it's locks. Mm-hmm. And it's just matted hair. And then they're like, oh, this is my culture, too. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not,
stealing, like, culture.
Yeah, right? And the thing is, like, what makes me mad, like, so a chicken and a lizard both hatch from an egg, but a lizard is still a lizard and a chicken is still a chicken. You can't come into the chicken coop and be like, oh, I'm a chicken, too. Yeah. No, you're not. You're not a chicken. You're a fraud.
So would you consider yourself, like, St. Croix, like, person, mm-hmm. like, from rap culture?
No, mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider myself, like, a person from St. Croix. Mainly because I was born and, like, raised here. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't go there often. So it's, like, even if I want to be a part of it or if I don't, I have to make a decision.
I mean, I feel like you have that mindset where you have to either be from here or from there. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of limiting in who you are as a person. Because mm-hmm. then you're like, okay, so I can either be, like, I guess, New York culture or, like, St. Croix mm-hmm. culture. But like, you can be both, and I feel like you gotta own both, because if not, you're gonna keep pushing one away.
Mm.
Like, you're never gonna like accept. You're not being who you are. I guess.
I feel that. I really like your outlook, because like, that's a good point. Because I mean, no one can keep separating themselves into the parts that they know are there, because that you have to bring them together.